There's an interesting example of this with Paul and Barnabas, because we talk about what happens when there's a lack of unity. And it says, Darby puts it, there was warm feeling, and then King James used sharpness. So there is that which had the potential to hurt not just each other, but one another. And it became impossible for the two of them to go in the same direction, because the warm feeling can become hot, and it could burn both them and those around them. And I think, you know, fire burns. If fire doesn't just burn, it burns uncontrollably. So what wrath that is uncontrolled that leads to sin does, it starts a fire that spreads, because the warmth isn't just felt by the two of them. The warmth has an effect. But then in the same example, not just to keep it negative, in the same example, you know, later on we know that Paul requests Mark because he put it away. He's not going to allow whatever, Lord knows if he and Barnabas ever made up, the Lord knows. But he was able to put it away. He says, Mark is useful to me. He doesn't hold it against him. I think for us it'd be very much the opposite. This brother wronged me years ago. Now this has become a brother that has always wronged me. And now we cannot walk in the same direction ever.
I had, to be honest with you, I had that as one of the examples. And one thing that came out of that for me was the fact that this came about because, in my view, there was a family issue involved. Mm-hmm. There was a family connection involved. And in terms of fellowship, sometimes the most difficult things to deal with relate to issues with regard to our families. That could at times, and let's be very honest, that could at times come in. As in this case, in the very beginning, that was a family issue that created some problems. Yes, eventually, Paul was able to forgive him and so on. But these things can happen, and we have to guard against them as an important thing.
If we could say along that, I think this is very important. It's when you're looking at the wrong unity, where the unity of your family becomes more important than the unity you have with Christ. I think that's something that's very common and affects assemblies, affects believers very, very much. It's which unity is more important, the physical one you have with your family or the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Now, as I looked at these verses in chapter 4, something that was coming up more than once, and I think we've hit at it, if you look back at verse 25. Which part of the body are we talking about in verse 25? And which part of the body are we talking about in verse 29? What do they have in common? Anybody can help me? What part of the mouth of the anatomy are we talking about? Oops. You see that? Okay. I'm sorry. Let's save time. Turn to James chapter 3, please. Now, that was not intentional. I'll be honest with you. It just says that. Listen, James chapter 3. Yes. I'm saying to you, folks, to be honest with you, you know, falsehood, corrupt communication. Look at James chapter 3. Now, we're not going to read all of this, but look at verse, my brethren, verse 1 says, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. That speaks to us. Verse 2. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. There's not one of us in here. Not one of us in here. There's nobody at Grove City College, nobody on planet Earth who can say that they are a perfect man. Every one of us. And this is what I said at the very beginning of this discussion. That this is very challenging to each of us. And you know what? Read verse 1. Those of us who teach it, there's a greater responsibility on us who teach this than people who sit and listen. That's a serious thing, right? But I'm saying to you that we are all imperfect. And when you read through this, you read about the horse. They can control a horse by a small thing in the mouth. Ship, big ship, rudder, fire. We can burn a forest by a little thing. But, you know, it says verse 8, But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our God and Father. And with it, we curse men who are made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. So we get up on mornings and we praise the Lord. We give a wonderful thanksgiving. And then we come out afterwards and we slam somebody. That's the reality. We praise the Lord in a good way. That's really wonderful. But then we come out and we bad talk somebody else. And all of us are guilty in some way.
You said this earlier in the week, that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He doesn't need any help. And I think that this is the key, and if we go back to, and I'm not trying to back up, but put it in the context of the chapter, it says, give no foot to the devil, or give no place to the devil. Don't give him a foothold. The actual word is a military word. It means don't give him a beachhead. Don't let him set up camp on the beach of your heart. And then out of that flows something negative toward another brother and sister. That's the thought here. And so when we look at this passage, and connect it to James and connect it to our speech, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if I've got negative feelings towards a brother or sister or towards anyone, it's going to come out. And so that's what's in my heart. And that's going to come out, and it's going to come out. And when it does, it's poison speech. And when we read in the Ephesians in these verses, in verse 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, this is poisonous speech that contaminates the oasis that we've come together, the assembly, that we've come together out of the world, and we've come together. And if it gets to the point where now the water's contaminated when we come together because of my poison, then you see how this is going to affect everybody else. And so this is very challenging when we're talking about unity in the body of Christ. And when we bring it down to the specific local assembly, if the water is poisoned because of what's coming out of my heart, then I need to do some examination.